Welcome back, everyone. Let's run down what we heard in that third and final set. We heard Artificial Go off of their new release, Musical Chairs, and the track The World Is My Runway. And I am dedicating that one to me, the ultimate lover of fashion. Before Artificial Go, we heard Discreet Charms off of the Delivery Model Stakeholder Meeting new release with Cruel Temperatures. Discreet Charms includes WFMU's own Nate the K and Tom Dash, and Tom can be heard every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern right here on Rockin' Soul Radio. Also in that set, we heard Acid Tongue and their new single, Scars. Before Acid Tongue, we heard Magazine off the 1979 Secondhand Daylight release with Rhythm of Cruelty. Before Magazine, we heard Mock Tutors and their new single, Back on the Pills. And I am really, really digging that one, so I hope you guys dug it as well. Before Mock Tutors, you heard Dana off of their Clean Living new release and the track Ether Frolic. And we started that set with the Minutemen off of the 1981 Joy EP with the track More Joy. All right, guys, I am just about out of time. This hour went by so fast as usual, and I hope you all enjoyed this hour of music, and I hope it changed your mood for the better. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in as always. And again, thanks for chatting with me on that live message board. I love that. I love talking with you every week. And hey, if you're out there listening and you don't talk that much, come on in, say hi. You'll have a good time with us, I promise. So with that, I will leave you with Panel and the track, Yeah. Have a great weekend, everyone. Take care, and I will be back with more moods for you again next week. See you all then.
When I say I'm in love, you best believe I'm in love, L.U.V.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's Crayons to Perfume. And I'm your host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and for the next hour, I'll be playing you some of the sweetest, toughest, warmest, and wildest women ever waxed.
happy to be. Bob is such a doll when he looks in my eyes. Larry keeps me company. Gary wants to buy me a diamond ring. And Johnny says for me he'd do anything. But the one you can't have is the one that you want the most. It's so true now that they love the money that grows on trees. They all promise you the world. They make you feel important as a girl should feel. And tell you the only girl. They're all putting on a little show for you. They're even at each other's throats for you. But the one you can't have is the one that you want the most.
Welcome to Crayons to Perfume, where today we are going to be celebrating the life and music of Brian Wilson and his love for the girl group sound. I'm Glynis DJ, Girl Group Girl. Welcome to Crayons to Perfume. I had the pleasure of being able to see Brian Wilson play live, and it was really a beautiful experience to see him play with his son and with Al Jardine. And it was everything that you would expect. The music was so beautiful. And at times, Brian talked between the songs. And one of the things that he talked about was often feeling misunderstood in his life. He had a lot of difficulties at one point with his own drive and talent and passion for the music. It absolutely overwhelmed him, and it caused him a lot of internal chaos. And eventually, one of the things that happened was the theme of love became an internal mantra for him. He felt that he wanted to be more understanding of other people, as well as have people be more understanding of himself. And that was so obviously illustrated in his love for the girl group sound. He loved everything about girl groups. He was known for his affection for harmony, his fascination with filling the dead spaces in recordings with all of these amazing sounds, like a strange orchestrated cacophony that made people feel things and it made them happy. And that is one of the great properties of the 1960s girl group sounds. Brian Wilson was introduced to the Ravel sisters by Gary Usher, who knew Brian would flip for their harmonies. He also flipped and eventually married Marilyn Ravel. She and her sister Diane were joined by their cousin Sandra, who used the name Ginger Blake, and they made some great recordings. That whole first set where the Honeys, we just heard The One You Can't Have from 1963, written and arranged by Brian Wilson with all of his classic sounds in there, hand claps, xylophones. You can hear the Beach Boys singing backup, including Brian, and all the quirky little sounds and things that he used to fill his records. Before that, also from 1963, The Honeys and Pray for Surf, which was written by Ginger Blake and Diane Ravel, arranged and conducted at Gold Star Studios by Brian Wilson, along with the Wrecking Crew. And we started the show today with one of the songs I know Brian hoped would be an opus for himself and the Honeys, because it reflected his love of Phil Spector and the Phil Spector sound. He's a Doll. That was Brian's attempt to cross classic surf sounds and girl groups and add that specterish touch he admired so much. He wrote, arranged, and produced that for the Honeys on Warner Brothers Records in 1964. And unfortunately, none of the Honeys songs ever became great hits, but they are great records. We're going to continue hearing more from the Honeys right now, since we're so dialed into that sound. This is the flip side of Pray for Surf, Hide, Go Seek.
De Husband. you are for my groovy guy. I love the way you solve for my love, 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 your precious love.
Welcome back to Crayons to Perfume. I'm your host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl, and today I'm paying tribute to Brian Wilson and his love for 60s girl groups. Brian Wilson directly worked with many of the groups that I'm playing today, either writing, arranging, or producing the music, or the women themselves have decided to sing his songs, like the Paper Dolls, a girl group trio from the UK covering the Beach Boys' Darlin', and that appears on their Dolls House album on Pi Records. Before that, we heard Sharon Marie and Thinking About You, Baby. Sharon Marie was an artist that the Beach Boys really admired. I've posted a picture of her on the playlist with them, and she was just a teen force on the LA kind of surf and hot rod girl group scene for a couple of years. And this is the only thing she ever recorded. And I'm sorry for the rather abysmal sound on that. I took that from the compilation album Pebbles Volume 4. Also from a compilation album, we heard Rachel and the Revolvers and the Revolution. Great dance number written by Brian Wilson. I found that one on the compilation Where the Girls Are. Rachel was recording artist Betty Wills of the Instants. We've heard them many times before. I really love that group. She had an incredibly tragic death in the 70s, but in the 1960s, she recorded 3 solo singles on her own, had a fantastic voice, and by all accounts, was very busy on the Los Angeles music scene during that time. And then from France, we heard La Gamme do their version of Shutdown, Attention Occident. The Honeys with Shoot the Curl, that was another fun surfing number written by Ginger Blake and Diane Rovell. That is uncredited production to Brian Wilson. And as a matter of fact, I think he maybe only produced it. It does not sound like one of his arrangements. And at the very top of that set, the flip side to Pray for Surf, Hide and Go Seek, a song that Brian Wilson wrote, arranged, and conducted for the Honeys. This next set features Beach Boys songs and girl group sounds. But first, let's start with another song co-written by Brian Wilson.
Yeah. wonderful clothes he wears, and the way the sunlight plays upon his hair. Oh, I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts his whisper through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. He's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. He's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. He's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. Close my eyes. He's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know he must be kind. Then I look in his eyes. He goes with me to a blossom world. I'm picking up good vibrations. He's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up vibrations. He's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up the vibrations. He's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up the vibrations. Oh my, my.
I don't know where, but he sends me there. Vibrations are happening with him. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations are happening with him. Gotta keep those loving good vibrations are happening with him.
If you should ever leave me.
many fun Beach Boys covers that women chose to do. And we just heard it done by the Four King Cousins from their album Introducing the Four King Cousins, rather done as a soft rock prayer with angelic voices and a very light production, not in any way attempt to replicate the Brian Wilson sound. And one of the wonderful and rather unknown and amazing high voices from the 60s, Johnny Galt, hidden, kind of has one toe in the adult contemporary music department, which isn't always my vibe, but Good Vibrations is definitely my vibe. Johnny Galt and her symphonic pop scene from their album Watch Me, taking off into an even quirkier version of Good Vibrations than the original. New Zealand's chicks, Judy and Suzanne Donaldson, doing the Beach Boys' Do It Again from their album Come On Chicks, was before that, a song written by Brian Wilson and Mike Love. From France, Stone and Frambois, that was the Beach Boys' You're So Good to Me, and in the next set we're going to hear the English version of that song. And at the very top of the set, Donna Lauren with The Muscle Bustle, a song also done by Annette. That was from the swingin' little beach film Muscle Beach Party that starred Annette and Donna. And it was written by Brian Wilson, Gary Usher, and DJ Val Hot Dog Raj Christian. Before we get back to the music, I just wanted to remind you that on this coming Saturday, June 21st at 6 p.m., on the drop-in program right here on Rock and Soul Radio, Kitschy Mama from Retro Obscura will be presenting Jump Up, Rare Reggae, Ska, and Calypso. You normally hear Kitschy Mama here on Retro Obscura every Thursday from 2 to 4, but she's going to play us something a little different on Saturday. And don't forget that right after drop-in, it's Stu with We're Out of Sight, a show you certainly don't want to miss. And then a reminder that Richard J. of Nervous Boogie has moved to Thursday evenings. So right after my show tonight, there'll be an hour of the Rotations program and then Richard J. and Nervous Boogie from 9 to 11 p.m., bringing your Thursday night to a close. And now let's get right back into the music with a couple from Annette Funicello.
She loves the monkeys, uncle.
He's the guy I idolize.
She loves the monkeys, uncle. uncles, eight for me.
Eight for me.
Uh-huh, I love the monkeys, uncle, yeah, yeah. I love the monkeys, uncle, whoa, whoa. I love the monkeys, uncle, and I'm mad about his chimpanzee.
Everybody's working out on the sand, from the latest dance craze to a wild handstand. Now, well, last year was great now, but this year is better. You better grab your chick or else a muscle man will get her. Flex your muscles for kicks now, now, now. Gotta hustle the chicks, yeah, yeah, yeah. Take your vitamin pill now. Give the honeys a thrill. Here's a 90-pound weakling. Well, he ain't got no place, 'cause you know he'd only get the sand kicked in his face. Well, cherry little woodies always get the attention until the muscle men start the dynamic tension. Flex your muscles for kicks now, now, now. Gotta hustle the chicks, yeah, yeah, yeah. Take your vitamin pill now. Give the honeys a thrill.
Oh, and can you tell? And you're such a doll. I'm glad you're.
Anomaly of the show today, Think of Rain by Margot Guiran. That song was specifically influenced by God Only Knows. And Margot has talked about that in the past many times, about how that song influenced the evolution of her own songwriting. The poignancy of Margot and Brian's songwriting styles are just unmatched. From 1968, we heard Peggy March doing a song from the Beach Boys' Wild Honey album, Aren't You Glad? And then a song that the Beach Boys covered because they loved the Ronettes doing I Can Hear Music, written by Phil Spector, Jeff Berry, and Ellie Greenwich. However, Brian Wilson's arrangement of the Beach Boys version outshines the original. But there was such a strong musical admiration society between Brian Wilson and Phil Spector. Deborah Swisher, who was in the Pixies 3 and for a while in the Angels, and her one solo single before that, You're So Good to Me, written and produced by Brian Wilson for Boom Records in 1963. And then that set started off with A Couple by Annette Funicello. Another one by Gary Escher, Brian Wilson, and Val Christian, Muscle Beach Party, from the movie Muscle Beach Party. And we started off with The Monkey's Uncle from the movie The Monkey's Uncle, Annette Funicello, and the Beach Boys. So once again, we get to hear Brian Wilson singing. And that brings this episode of Crayons to Perfume to a close. Thanks everyone for listening. I'm Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl. I am here every Thursday at 7 p.m. with Girl Group Sounds, and I would love to have you join me again next week. But for now, please stay tuned to Rotations. It's on next. What an honor it is to spend an hour with the music that Brian Wilson wrote, produced, or arranged. Thank you all for being here with me, and thank you to Brian Wilson for the great music.
evening after working hard all day.